Bucco's is celebrating 2015 all month long with some great deals. All six packs of 12 and 16 ounce canned beer are marked down. Pepsi 12 packs of cans are $2 for $8. All Coke and 7 Up 2 liters, $4 for $5. Powerade, Gatorade, and energy drinks, along with 7 Up specials store wide. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags for $5. Stay warm with Keweenaw alpaca gear, sold only at Bucco's. All sales do not include tax or deposit.
Holy Brisket. Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the Brisket Burger, a custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short ribs served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around, and if you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's Brisket Burger stuffed with Italian sausage topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and Big Hog, only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We are talking about the weekend coming up as the Huskies get set to take on Alaska, University of Alaska Fairbanks coming in here. And we all remember what they did to us last year here at the McGinnis. We had gone up there and swept them during the Thanksgiving weekend. And it was a great series, and we're feeling great about that. And then they came in here, and boy, they really played two great road games, if I remember right, Coach, last year against us at the McGinnis.
Well, they did, and they've got a good hockey team again this year. They don't have much changeover from last year. The top players are back. They're a good skating team, and last year they came in, and that was as flat as maybe I'd seen our team since I'd been here in the 4 years since I've been here. We were flat, and they were flying, and they flew down early to prepare for the series, and they were ready to go, and we just got caught, looked like we were skating in quicksand. We just couldn't get anything going that weekend. But it's a different year, different team, different situation, and that's what I like about it. Like I mentioned, you can't change what's happened in the past, but we're going to have something to say, and we do have something to say about what's going to happen this weekend. So, and we got a lot at stake. We got a lot at stake, and I like our team. And the guys who were here last year, I mean, they haven't forgot that. They haven't forgot how they came in here, and let's face it, they embarrassed us. They really did, and so we'll be ready to play, Dirk. I can't guarantee you we're going to win, but I can guarantee you this: they're going to be a lot better games than they were last year.
Well, they come down with a record of 12-11-1 overall. They're 7-10-1 in the WCHA right now with 15 points, and they lost a couple of close games to Anchorage this weekend, one of them in overtime on Saturday night. And those two teams playing is much like,
sure,
a lot like us in Northern play.
Throw the records out, yeah. And I think Fairbanks outshot them pretty good, right, both nights. And it's interesting because when we were preparing for Bowling Green, Bowling Green had just played Fairbanks, and Fairbanks actually was up on Bowling Green 4-2 with less than a minute to go in the game. Fairbanks actually looked really good against Bowling Green, so here we go. We just saw Bowling Green, which is a pretty good hockey team, and Fairbanks has got them on the ropes, basically beating them 4-2 in the game. So we will have our hands full.
Well, we talked to Coach Bergeron about that game, and yeah, he said the same thing, Coach. He said, we were lucky to come back and tie that game.
Yeah, they were. When you watch how the goals went in, and even the goal with I think, 2-3 seconds left. It was just an unfortunate turnover by the Fairbanks defenseman. But anyway, we're going to have our hands full. They're a good team. They don't get any easier. They just seem to be getting more difficult. But that's okay. That's okay. We're at home. You know, we know we're going to play good teams. And this really will help us prepare going forward for the playoffs, wherever we might be. It's playoff hockey right now. That's what I like about it. The intensity is so high. So, but like I said, we'll be ready to play. You know, like the guys who were here last year, I don't think of there's a little spot that they remember this and how it felt. So, and it was not good, I'll tell you that.
All right. Well, and this week in practice, Coach, what are there certain areas that you're most concerned about that you really want to get better for this coming weekend?
Well, you know, obviously you can't force offense, but we're going to continue to work on doing some things in the offensive zone. You know, we're going to continue to work on our power play that we need some work. We're tweaking it, you know, as we go forward. And, you know, we're getting some good chances there. So I'd like some things on the power play. Also penalty killing. Special teams are a big area. We have to start winning the special teams battles. And when we do that, if you're on the plus side of that, that's one of those check marks you look at to see after a game if you've done that. And most cases when you do that, you're going to win. So then we talk a little bit about our goaltending. You know, we got some competition in net now, and we got to figure some things out there, and we've got to get, you know, more consistent goaltending going forward from all our goaltenders. So, and hopefully we'll find out today about, you know, getting some guys back. So we'll, you know, structure our lines around what we have and who's healthy.
All right. Well, let's get to some of our questions. We'll do that right after the break. And again, DJ@themix93.com is the telephone number, DJ@themix93.com. Plus, we'll talk about that promotion that is coming up this week.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success shop located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5 Monday through Friday, noon till 4 Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. People seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stahoviak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Oh, lots of questions today, Coach Pearson, so let's get right to it here on the Mel Pearson Show. And our first question today for Coach is, Coach, sometimes it seems like the guys are standing still too much on the power play. Is that by design, or should there be more movement?
No, and I think as you if you've seen earlier in the year, we had more movement earlier in the year, and sometimes that's dictated by the teams we're playing, and they're cutting off lanes for us to move. But we have to get more movement back, and I think as we go on, you get a little tired. I thought that our last power play in Saturday's game, we were very tired. You know, those guys have played a lot, and you could tell, you know, Blake and Shane Hanna, they're just, you know, and when you get tired, your mental, you get tired mentally, and then that creativeness goes away from you. And I just thought we just didn't have the same zip, drive, whatever, even though it's at a very critical point in the game. We just looked really tired. You got bad ice second game, and, you know, I can make all sorts of excuses, but we have to get more movement in our power play, and it keeps guys off balance.
Next question. Blake Pianella is very good on the draws after the faceoff. Is his game more suited to being left or right wing?
No, he played center. Played wing last year the first half, and he really struggled. And when we moved him to center, skated much more, got the puck much more, and I think